the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here, live on August 28th, 2023. Be with you from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are Monday through Friday. And I'm just... Thank you for joining us. If you want to call in, you can at 512. That's your Texas area code, 248-8252. I'm up here in North Dakota. And... I'll watch for your calls here on my message board from the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, which is where you send your support for the network. And let me just click a button here. All right. I think I did the right thing. Let's start with, well, Donald Trump. What should I do? You start talking? Okay, here we go. Hey, welcome, folks, to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is James Kelso, your host, here on, September 25th, looking up at my weather station, 2023. And thank you for joining us. We'll be together for 1 hour. And if you want to call in, you're welcome to do so at area code 512-248-8252. So let us sally forth into this Monday. It's Monday. So the let me go to my favorite place. And that, of course, is the Trump Phenomenon social website, which is truthsocial.com. And I frequently misstate that as trumpsocial.com, because that's really what it is. But it's also truth social. And that's really what Donald Trump is all about. That is the revolution that Donald Trump has brought to government, is truth. So it's a very felicitous name that he or someone selected for Truth Social. The lead post from the president, here we are, is 3 hours ago. He says, thank you, South Carolina. And I'm going to play this. I haven't played this yet. It's a picture of a whole bunch of Trump folks. And looking as we usually do, us Trump folks, and for some reason we're often seen in a red hat, aren't we? Let me see what this is. It's a video of, I guess, Trump driving past the enormous crowd in South Carolina, and this is amazing. It's a huge crowd. This is the feeling, what it must be like to be in Trump's limo driving past untold thousands of people. That was beautiful. He He just put that up. All right. So that's why I took a look at it. Let me go back to see what his next post is. So that was, thank you, South Carolina. And he says, this is a post he put up 4 hours ago. He says, I'm getting a little concerned because we had a poll this weekend that was so big that I said, here we go, more indictments. Okay, here we go. Here's some video of Donald Trump speaking in Somerville, South Carolina.
It's no wonder that far-left lunatics are getting desperate to stop our movement by any means necessary. As you know, Crooked Joe and the radical left thugs have weaponized law enforcement to arrest their leading opponent. Me, I'm their leading opponent. I'm their only opponent. On fake and phony charges. I went through a whole life. I never heard the word indictment. All of a sudden, every day, I'm getting indicted. In fact, I'm getting a little concerned because we had a poll this weekend that was so big, I said, here we go, more indictments. Every time we get a good poll, we get indicted. This is high-level election interference, and it's happening for a single reason, because I'm the only candidate they do not want to run against. You know, they talk misinformation, disinformation. They're close enough. You know, somebody said, what's the difference? I said, I can tell you the difference, but they're very close. But they're very good at misinformation, disinformation. They say, they see Trump is leading by 55 points. Think of that. And leading by 10 points against him. The Washington Post, ABC, 10 points. That's a lot, you know, because it's like considered a lot. It's hard for Republicans to lead by that much in the fake news media. The fake news media doesn't want to do that. But when they see these numbers, they get crazy.
Okay. All right. So there we go. That was the president put that up.
I didn't think agents would ever jail.
He put that little clip up from Somerville, South Carolina today. And let me find him again here. Get back into the stream of what he's posting. Here it is. He says, this is another one, says, President Donald Trump talks first steps that he's going to take when he is back in the White House, like reclaiming American energy independence. So this is a post the president put up of himself speaking today in Somerville, South Carolina.
Here are some of the first steps I'll take to rescue our workers, manufacturers, and small businesses from the burning wreckage of Bidenomics as soon as we get back into the Oval Office. We got to get back fast. I tell you, if we don't get back, I really believe this country is finished.
Okay, chew on that for a moment. The burning wreckage of Bidenomics. If we don't win, I really believe this country is finished. That's an amazing thing to say from Mr. Optimist, Mr. Sunshine and Promise. He is not a quitter. He is not a gloom. And we all know gloom and doomers who've been saying, you know, America's finished and there's no hope. We've been listening to people saying that for a long time. But this coming from Donald Trump, it means a whole lot more. So let's go back to here he is today in South Carolina.
I really believe it. I hate to say that. It's horrible. And Marjorie's nodding her head and Henry's nodding his head, so I can't be the only one that thinks that. But I think this country will be finished. They're destroying our country so stupidly, so evilly. To rapidly reduce inflation, I will end Joe Biden's war on American energy and reclaim energy independence. 3 years ago, we were totally energy independence, heading over to energy dominance, right, Russell? For our next term, I've set the ambitious goal of achieving the number one lowest cost of energy and electricity anywhere in any major industrial nation on Earth, and we'll be there within 6 months. In other words, we will drill, baby, drill. We're going to be drilling. We're going to be drilling like we were doing before.
Okay, I like that.
Here are some of the first steps.
Okay, I like that. Drill, baby, drill. All right, let's go down here to his next post. He's reposting a post that he's finding on truthsocial.com, but these are posts put up by the team of Real America's Voice, which is one of my absolute favorite. What do you call it nowadays? TV channels. You know, it's not really TV anymore. It's streaming something coming over the internet, but it might as well be TV because you're watching it on your television, whether you're using Roku or some other streaming service. So Real America's Voice is RAV. That is, if you haven't investigated Real America's Voice, you really should, because it's great. That's where I listen to Steve Bannon. That's where I listen to Charlie Kirk. A whole bevy of the really best people we've got. So, here's a post from Real America's Voice, and they're posting a clip from Somerville today. So you're getting to hear our president today. Here he goes. Today.
In 4 short years, we passed the largest tax cuts and reforms in American history. We cut more job-killing regulations, your boat companies and every other company would tell you that, than any administration in history. Broke every record. We slashed the price of gasoline down to $1.87 per gallon. We created 20,000 manufacturing jobs right here in South Carolina. We delivered $140 million to ensure Tulsa has the deepest water port on the East Coast. Henry would drive me crazy. Sir, we need that money. Right, Henry? He'd call me and say, sir, we got to make that the deepest port. Well, I was only surprised. You say the East Coast. Don't you want to also include the West Coast? That'll be next. He's got that idea, I can tell you. But you have the deepest on the East Coast now, and that was a big deal, and it was a great job, and the governor did a great job in getting it done, and everybody else who helped. These are just a few of the reasons your boat building industry exploded and prospered like never before, and it was all under President Trump, and it was my honor. It now generates over $6 billion a year and employs 26,000 South Carolina workers. Think of that. And I'm very honored to say that my last 2 years, 2019 and 2020, were the best 2 years that South Carolina boat builders and South Carolina business has ever had. Is that right, Ed? Ever had. Every single major boat manufacturer in this state expanded their operations during the Trump administration. There wasn't one that went down even a little bit. They all went big. They went very big. They couldn't make them fast enough. When I left office, business was roaring like a 400-horsepower Mercury outboard motor. I just looked at them. They are seriously good looking. But then the economy slammed into a pile of rocks known as Crooked Joe Biden. Crooked Joe.
Okay, so that was a little sample for us. That was the first time I've heard that. That was the president today in Somerville, South Carolina. And, here's another clip. So these are clips provided to us by Real America's Voice, posting on truthsocial.com of the Orange Man himself. So this is a lot of teamwork. All right, so let's see what this one has. I'm listening to it for the first time myself.
So we've come today to the perfect place to talk about how we're going to end the economic catastrophe known as Bidenomics. You know, he thought that was good. It was meant to be bad. It was originally done in the financial pages to talk about how bad it was. And he said, oh, I love the name. I love the name. So now he goes around and he talks about it like it's good. It's really bad. And I spoke to the incredible owners of Sportsman, and they were telling me so different now than it was just 3 years ago. Sportsmen and other boat builders across the state exemplify the American manufacturing muscle. Incredible how big a boat business it is in this state. that will help turn the Biden economic bust into another Trump economic boom. That's what you had. You had the greatest boom in history, most successful economy in history. Under my leadership, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. In fact, we did it twice, if you remember. We had to do it twice, and now we're going to do it a third time, but it's going to be bigger, better, stronger than ever before. Ever before.
Okay, that was pretty good. A little sample from today. I haven't heard it. That was give me the atmosphere. Nice and sunny in South Carolina. And president looking great. And here's, okay, what am I seeing now? I'm on, where am I? You know, Truth Social is so powerful that you, there's so much going on. You could just spend your whole day there. All right, so I'm kind of in a whirl here. Let me go back, make sure I'm watching just the president. Just the president, please. And not all these other great people that are in there. All right. Okay, here we go. Next. Here's another clip. And this is also from Real America's Voice. Putting up a clip of the president today.
So we've come today to the perfect place to talk.
Okay, I got the same clip, sorry. He says, he posted this today, I have been unfairly sued by the Trump-hating Democrat Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James. Oh, she's a what's the phrase he used? She's a beauty. I love his adjective. She's a beauty. Over the false fact that I inflated my financial statements in order to borrow money from banks. The judge in the case, Arthur Engoron, refused to allow this case to go to the commercial division. That's where it belongs. It's a commercial question. Where it belongs, because he is a Trump hater. Beyond even Attorney General Letitia James, who campaigned against me spewing horrible inflammatory statements which are false and defamatory. I'm not even allowed a jury. The facts of this, find my place. The facts of this case are simple. One, I am worth much more than the numbers shown on my financial statements. Two, I didn't even include, so they're claiming he exaggerated his worth. You know, he's going to the bank, he's saying, come on, loan me some money. Well, how much are you worth, sir? Oh, I'm worth this. And they're saying he lied. He didn't lie. He understated. I didn't even include my most valuable asset, my brand. That's right. The banks were paid back in full. So where's the injury there? The banks were paid back in full. Sometimes early, there were no defaults. The banks made money. They were represented by the best law firms and were very happy. So they didn't have a lack of legal help to review the contracts or the performance there too. There were no victims. You can't have a crime without a victim. On the front page of the financial statements, there is a strong disclaimer clause telling all not to rely on these. And then, you know, in other words, obviously you're responsible. You're grown-ups, in theory, aren't you? Banks. So you are responsible for verifying whatever paperwork I give you before you act on it. Okay. And the let me go back here. Try to figure out how I'm navigating through this. All right, here's another one he put up today. This is, we'll come right back to this one in one moment. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. The best
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy.
Oh,
and if
back,
you spoke
folks.
At all, he just said hi to
Big John. I found myself listening to our own theme music here. I was just kind of lost in the song. Sorry. Let's go back to the president here. Let me. Okay, here we are. I was reading the president's post. Crooked Joe Biden, who is killing the United Auto Workers with his weak stance on China and his ridiculous insistence on all electric cars, every one of which will be made in China, saw that I was going to Michigan this week, Wednesday. So the fascists in the White House just announced he would go there tomorrow. That was the only way to get him out of the basement and off his lazy A blank, 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 dot, dot, dot. He has been a complete disaster for all auto workers in the U.S. So much so that with this warped plan in mind, there won't be any auto workers. I just lost my place. In 3 years. He is destroying our country. And likewise destroying the United Auto Workers. When he slowly walks to pretend he is a picket, remember, he wants to take your jobs away and give them to China and other foreign countries. Turn your back on this corrupt and highly incompetent president, by far the worst in the history of the United States, and shout out to your union leadership to endorse Donald J. Trump. I will keep your jobs and make you rich. Exclamation marks three times. So that was a post from the president. I like that. And the let me find my train of thought here again. Just trying to navigate Truth Social is so chock full that you wander down a path and it's just too much stuff. It's too wonderful. Okay, let me try this. Let me click on the president to regain my. He's got it 6.38 million followers now. Okay, so I'm back on the trail here. Here's a T-shirt and an ad for the book Government Gangsters. I got my copy in the mail by Kash Patel. It is wonderful. The title is Government Gangsters. And you can get a shirt even. I don't have that, but I got the book. Okay, so here we go. The president. And all right, now I'm back on track here with what I want what the president's saying, not what others are saying about him. He says this today. Pennsylvania is at it again. The radical left governor, Josh Shapiro, has just announced a switch to automatic voter registration. Can you believe that? Automatic voter registration? What is that? A disaster for the election of Republicans, including your favorite president, me. This is a totally unconstitutional act and must be met harshly by Republican leadership in Washington and Pennsylvania. Likewise, the RNC and Ronna McDaniel must spend their time working on this instead of meaningless debates where I am up by more than 50 points. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, and others are far more important than Asa Hutchinson, Sloppy Chris, Lion Mike Pence. Oh, that's what a pejorative. That's nice. Lion Mike Pence. Nikki Birdbrain Haley. This is not Kelso inserting his usual slurs. This is Donald Trump telling you what he thinks of these people. Nikki Birdbrain Haley, Ron Dead Campaign to Sanctimonious, and the others. Start suing now and get the right lawyers this time. The Pennsylvania Republican Party must likewise not let this happen. It will be a disaster for our nation, which is being destroyed by these lunatics, Marxists, and fascists, whose only real ability is to cheat on elections. Make America great again. He put that up today. It was good. All right. All right. So, again, there's so much here. I'm all right, let me see, regain my balance here and get on the path of what the president is posting. Here is here's one. He puts this video up. Barry Moore, I guess that's a congressman because he's wearing a congressman pin, asks Merrick Garland, is it a crime to question an election? Let me try to play this video. And this base, Merrick Garland, I mean, the picture of evil just, it's hard to look at his face.
Gentleman from Alabama is recognized. Thank you, Ms. Garland, for being here today. Every time I'm in my district, constituents are concerned about the weaponization of government, them being selected because they happen to be conservatives. And I think on your watch now, the DOJ actually is a mid-30s% approval rating. And, you know, every time the DOJ goes after Trump, he goes up in the polls. I think the American people are starting to wake up to what's going on, and I think it's fairly obvious. And the first question I have is, I understand now that we know that thanks to an FBI whistleblower, that the FBI received information on Americans from Bank of America. Specifically, Bank of America sent the FBI a list of customers who made transactions in the days on and around January 6, 2021. My question for you is, did the Department of Justice acquire any geolocation data from January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2021? Yes or no?
Sorry, did you say locational data?
Geolocational data.
Geolocational. I believe everything that was done with respect to geolocational data was disclosed in the public filings in the January 6 cases. I don't have that at my fingertips, but this is a matter of public record.
Do you remember any specific analyses that you may have done with that data?
Sorry, I can't.
Any specific analyses that you may have gotten from that data? Was there anything particular you were looking for, Mr. Attorney General? Like, did they exercise their rights? Did they maybe buy a firearm?
I don't know anything about the second thing. The purpose, as I understood, of the location data was to determine whether people who claim they weren't inside the Capitol actually were inside the Capitol.
I guess the question is, to your knowledge, and where the DOJ, geolocation data from external sources, entities, or organizations, to your knowledge, did you receive that from external sources, or are you buying that data?
I don't know the exact answer in general, but I believe with respect to January 6th, results of subpoena as issued to telephone companies.
So you subpoenaed the telephone companies and then got the data?
This requires orders authorized by the court.
Does it concern you that, we talked about Durham's report earlier, that he said that the FBI's activities were somewhat sobering? Does that worry you on your watch that the activities of the FBI have been called sobering now?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Who calls it sobering?
John Durham in his report. Did you read his report?
Sorry, who?
John Durham.
Durham?
Yes, sir.
I did read the report. All those events had to do with the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Is that what
that was part of it? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Huh? Were you concerned when he said it was sobering what the FBI was doing?
I think Mr. Durham, I just want to make sure everybody understands, Mr. Durham thanked me for not interfering with this investigation. I had promised he would be able to go forward without interference, just as I promised Mr. Weiss. Mr. Durham's, and I did not interfere with his report. His report reported a lack of analytical rigor and a number of other problems with respect to the investigation. I think both the Inspector General made a similar comments and Director Ray has made the same.
Thank you, Attorney General. I don't have a whole lot of time. I want to yield a little bit to the chairman, but is it a crime in the U.S. to question an election?
Sorry?
Is it a crime in the U.S. to question an election? Is that a crime?
I'm sorry. It's my fault. I can't hear. To request a what?
Is it a crime to question an election in the United States of America? It is a crime. Is it a crime for the U.S. citizens to say, we want to ask about this election, we want to question this election, we actually want to look into the election? Is that a crime when citizens just question an election in America now?
Again, I think you're asking not a hypothetical, but something specific about
just. I think that's just general. I don't think that's specific. Elections have been questioned for decades past. Is that now a crime in America?
You say to ask questions about an election? Is that what
to question
say?
An election? Question. Just to question the results.
It's not a crime to question an election.
Because I questioned the election results in 2020. And there are a lot of people in America that do. And they question the weaponization of government attacking American citizens. And so you, sir, have an issue with trustworthiness of the American people and with Congress at this point. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I'll yield 36 seconds.
The gentleman from Alabama is recognized.
Thank you, Ms. Garland, for being here today.
Okay, so that was pretty good. It's not, you know, I mean, it's typical Merrick Garland. It's disgusting. The man is disgusting. I think he actually had trouble understanding the U.S. congressman because he was speaking American. And Merrick Garland doesn't speak American. He isn't an American. And so he has trouble understanding our language and the way we speak and the way we say words. Kind of baffles Merrick Garland. very hard to listen to. And of course, he obfuscates, he lies, he dodges. All right, let's get my next post from the president here. Let me just look over. Let me go to my chat board and just see what's going on over there. And by the way, I keep forgetting to mention an idea that occurred to me that I let me take this opportunity, lest I forget again. Donald Trump was speaking earlier about what he's going to do when he gets back at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, January 20th of 2025. He is going to start taking an axe to the deep state. He's going to chop it down. And I think he's used terms like he's going to obliterate the deep state. You know what? There's a chant for you, for a crowd. Obliterate the deep state. There's a missing syllable in there. Obliterate the damn deep state. One of you out there can work on it better. For Trump rallies, obliterate blah, 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 the deep state. Here's an idea, just to put it out there. Maybe somebody who listens to this show, who talks to somebody, who talks to somebody else, can get this to Donald Trump. But this is an idea for obliterating the deep state. And I'll just give it like a little, whatever. Maybe I could, this is probably not that great a name for it, but I'm calling it the Trump Shuffle. The Trump Shuffle. And here's what he can do. When he gets into office, part of the problem that he encountered when he came in 2017, he was sworn in, is the thousands of deep staters that were all arrayed against him, organized in a phalanx of wokeism. So, and they run the country. The president has a certain amount of power, but all of those heads of all of those agencies and all those government offices, all those bureaucrats, all of them are such a huge number. I mean, how many patriots are there in the giant federal behemoth? Are there that many patriots in there? So he has said, you've got to cut out root and branch. You've got to cut out the deep state. You have to clear it out. Well, here's an idea, Mr. President. Oh, and then he's mentioned that one of the obstacles he encountered in the past and anticipates encountering again in the future is civil service laws and regulations. So a typical civil service person, you can't. How dare you? How dare you? You can't fire me. I'm protected by the civil service laws. You can't fire me, Donald Trump. Well, he can go directly at them and say, well, to hell with that. Yes, I can fire you and you're fired. He can go head on like that. And then now we're in the civil service mediation boards and we're in the lawsuits and the this and that and the other. Here's another idea that I'm calling the Trump Shuffle. Let's just consider Mr. X, Mr. Y, and Mr. Z. They're three woke, communist, left-wing water carriers like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. What the president can do, get a list of the top, let's just start with this list. Let's start with this, the top 1,000 of bureaucrats, deep state people, who are not elected by anybody, who are appointed by the executive branch and the president, now elected, sworn in January of 2025. He's supposed to be in charge of them. They are supposed to heed his orders and instructions, which they don't. So he realizes you can't argue with these people. You can't harangue them. You've got to fire them. You've got to replace them en masse. Well, here's an idea for doing that, the Trump shuffle. You take Mr. X and Miss Y and Ms. Z. You take them. You don't fire them. You transfer them. You see, you're taking away their basis for their lawsuits and their actions. You transfer them. You're the executive. These are your employees. So, Mr. X, you have heretofore, you've been the head of some very powerful branch of some agency. And you were paid $100,000 a year in that very powerful job. I'm transferring you, not firing you. I'm transferring you, Mr. X, and I'm going to give you a raise. I'm giving you a new job, and I'm going to pay you $125,000 a year. I just pulled that number out of a hat. But in other words, a significant raise. I'm giving you a raise. You can't whine to me. Stop crying, Mr. X. I just gave you a $25,000 bump up in your pay. And now I'm making you in charge of monitoring, you know, some job that's where he doesn't wield that power. Maybe even an easier job, who knows, but another job. In other words, I'm going to transfer you to the, you know, the mail department, so to speak. Do this to thousands and thousands of people. They're still getting, and it won't cost that much money. So I did the math, and I might embarrass myself here. But if you took the top 10,000 powerful bureaucrats, transferred all of them, paid them all an average of $100,000 a year. Help me, folks. What's 10,000 times 100,000? Let me think about it. 10,000 times 100,000. Oh, my goodness. You got to add three zeros. You know, let me write it out. This makes me look pretty stupid. Here's $100,000, and I'm going to multiply that times 10,000 people. So I add three zeros, and I have to multiply that times 10. That's $1 billion. It's going to cost me $1 billion. That's nothing. In the world of the federal government, $1 billion is chump change. So Donald Trump could, with the Trump shuffle, move the top 10,000 creeps out of positions of power where they're doing damage, where they're destroying America. They hate America. I like Mark Levin's title, Democrats Hate America. They hate America. They hate you. They hate Americans. So take the 10,000 most ready to be shuffled people, and that to be determined by you, give them, instead of giving them their $100,000 a year, which is costing America $1 billion in taxes, but that's the least of it. They're costing us not in taxpayer dollars with their salary, it's with the damage they do, the destruction that they wreak on our... So instead of paying them $1 billion, pay them $1.25 billion. That's easy. It's only costing you an additional $250 million. You got rid of the top 10,000 Peter Strucks and Lisa Pages. These are these two lovebirds within the FBI that we all know about. There are many, many, many of these messaging to each other, feverishly lusting at the with their desire to destroy us, America, and Donald Trump. So you get with those 10,000 people shuffled off to the mail department, so to speak, and then bring in 10,000 patriots, the greatest hiring program of one of the greatest. Find 10,000 people like Charlie Kirk, like Steve Bannon, like Maria Bartiromo. Hire 10,000 of those people and give them the positions of power and watch the bureaucracy start to work for America. I'm calling it the Trump shuffle. You don't fire them. You give them a promotion. You give them a 25% pay increase. Who can complain about that? It's already bloated beyond, it's already way too, $100,000. And a lot of these people make that kind of money. You're going to give them a 25% pay increase. And you're going to put them out in, you know, not necessarily the mail department, but some other job where they're not screwing up America. And there you go. That's a way to clean out the deep. It's just, I'm just throwing it out there, the Trump shuffle, promote the people, kick them upstairs, so to speak. And I think you can do it. I don't think they can stop that with their civil service commissions and their lawsuits and their communist judges. I think you can make this work. Okay, so I've been meaning to say that, and I want to throw it out there. And you're a very influential audience out there. I hope I conveyed it succinctly enough that you could communicate it. Somebody's going to catch this idea and make and run with it. The Trump shuffle. Or call it what you will. It doesn't matter. But it's the idea of cleaning out the deep state, cleaning the Augean stable, moving those people to what I'm calling, you know, the mailroom, getting them away from the positions where they are destroying our country, and you're giving them a pay raise. I think that's got some possibility. All right, so let's put it out there. Okay, let's go back to where we were, which was on the president's. Let me find him here. I'm at Truth Social. And it's so simple, my procedure. If you're wondering, what am I doing in these pauses? I just click on Donald Trump's, his avatar on Truth Social is a picture, a frontal image of himself, of his great serious face, colored in American flag colors, the stars and stripes. And so here, I'll click on it again. Ooh, okay, I clicked on the wrong thing. All right. So I click on his, now we're back into the Trump post. And I just go down these posts, and here we go, running down the post to where I left off with you. And this is all the president posting today. He talked about Pennsylvania. Then he gave us that clip of Merrick Garland lying like a rug. And here's Matt Gaetz. This is the president posted this, so it must be good. I haven't heard it, but I just go on faith. Trump posted it. It's going to be good. It's a clip of Matt Gaetz, one of our heroes, on CNN. So let's listen in. If I have a clip here, let's see. CNN makes it hard to link to them because they, let's see here. He says that CNN got fact-checked live on air by Congressman Matt Gaetz. And let's just see what the president has linked us to here. Okay, so here, this might be the exchange here. Let's turn it up.
Well, no, I didn't.
The rule.
Now you're
the
on.
Rule,
no,
the rule to
Abby, this is going to be a very embarrassing moment when the internet corrects you on this. I voted for the defense rule both times.
I stand corrected, Congressman. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, that was just an idiot CNN talking head who got, you know, embarrassed live, and the president posted it for us. Okay, let's get to another one. Here is a YouTube of Merrick Garland again. I know you didn't. You're yearning for more Merrick Garland. I hear you now. I hear you out there. Yes. fellas, I like what I'm hearing, but you're going to want to have more cowbell. Trust me, you're going to want to have more cowbell. Some you may not, if you don't listen to this show regularly, that's this Saturday Night Live skit that I cannot get enough of. The star is Christopher Walken, one of the greatest skits ever of a takeoff on the Blue Oyster Cult song. Anyway, we'll play it sometime. Maybe during a break I'll bring it up and we can play it again. I just love it. I play it around here around my house. We listen to it whenever we need it to lighten things up. We play the cowbell Christopher Walken skit. We'll be right back. I'll see if I can find it for you during this break.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, and I'll play you another clip here from the president. found this during the break. I found the cowbell skit. I might inflict that upon you, but let me play this first. This is the president on Truth Social, and he posted this entitled Troy Nehls. Who's Troy Nehls? N-E-H-L-S. He is a congressman from, I think, the 22nd Congressional District in Texas, and from Fort Bend, which is in the Houston metropolitan area. But it says Troy Nehls demolishes Merrick Garland and Jerry Nadler. Now, that's two very choice people I'd like to see demolished. So let's see how Troy Nehls does it. By the way, a little background on Troy Nehls. He won two Bronze Stars in the Army Reserve, serving in combat. And it's another thing that might make you like Troy Nehls, sure to make you like, he attended Liberty University. Sounds like one of our heroes.
$1 billion loan. Why would Joe Biden say that as the vice president? Why would he say such a thing? Was it policy? Was it our policy at the time? Yes or no? It wasn't. I have documents here. Interagency Policy Committee dated
point of information. 15. Is the gentleman ever going to let the
I'm on my time. Pipe down.
I love that. I want my time piped down. Now, Merrick Garland is being grilled by Troy Nehls. Let's continue with it.
Gentleman from Texas is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Garland, what is a confidential human source?
Well, it's an FBI term. I don't know all the technicality, but it's...
Let me define it for you. It's in your own policy here. An individual who is believed to be providing useful and credible information to the FBI from any authorized information collection activity and from whom with the FBI expects or intends to obtain additional useful and credible information in the future. All right. And whose identity, information or relationship with the FBI warrants confidential handling. So these guys are individuals. You pay them $42 million a year. Did you know that? The IG said you're paying these sources $42 million a year. Did you know that?
I know informants are.
It's $42 million a year. So you believe that they're credible. They're valuable. The FBI is using these guys. We're paying them a lot of money. Would you agree with that?
I agree. Some are more.
Very credible. Good. So they're credible.
Credible.
You're
than
paying
others.
Them a lot of money. You got a lot of them out there. So let me paint the picture for America. Hunter Biden joins Burisma in 2014. Burisma. Very, very corrupt Ukrainian energy company. He has no experience in oil and gas. He admits it. I don't have any experience. I know why I'm there. I have a dad. I have with me a document called the FD-1023. Have you seen this? You're
yes,
familiar
sir.
With it? Okay.
I
it's used by the FBI, everybody in America. It's used by the FBI. It is a confidential human source reporting document dated June 2020. You're familiar with it.
In okay, this we're going to come right back to this. Stay tuned. This is good. I'm liking this guy. We'll be right back.
Oh, wait.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.